Yes, what will happen is that Sunday is the last day of the campaigning. So all the running parties and the presidential candidates will round up all their campaigning rallies. And as it happens in the previous time, they have what they call show misses. It's a combination of public rallies and music festival, so they end the campaign in a good style, big style, where they have famous musicians performing and to close up their campaigning. You know, this is most of the candidates normally use this last day to show all their power, to show all their strength, and do big rallies around the country. And they choose in this case the presidential candidates choose one place or one city with some specific interest in terms of the influence, the impact that it can have in the results. So they end up in what they consider their stronghold or a place where it can determine the results of the voting.
So far, how has the campaigning gone ahead of the scheduled 28th general election?
Well, my personal analysis is that it went well. There were some violence, but the way or how it happened, it didn't affect at all the campaign itself. I think that violence is something that happens everywhere anyway in terms of people or parties that are campaigning to convince people to vote for them in a general election. So in general terms, I think it went well. It went well.
Often the opposition has claimed that the elections have been skewed in favor of the ruling party. What do you sense this time? What has been the complaint this time against the Electoral Commission?
Well, what happened, in fact, is that I think for the first time, the National Electoral Commission excluded parties. While in the previous elections, they tried to bring in all possible parties, all running parties. This time, allegedly, because they were following the law and they were following previous recommendations from the Constitutional Council, they excluded parties. And the way they did it, it didn't convince people, didn't convince the excluded parties, and this created a tension that obviously it endangers even the results that they will come. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that this incident created a kind of feeling amongst the people here in Mozambique that the National Electoral Commission is already working towards fabricating results even before the voting day itself. So I think that it created, in fact, unnecessary tension that it should have been resolved without this exclusion of most parties. And some of them, they had the experience, they've run before, so that's why people are hardly believing that, well, people that have been, parties that have been running since 2004, in 2009 couldn't organize all the necessary papers to run. So it seems that as the National Electoral Commission worked, you know, to exclude the parties instead of including all the parties to run for the elections.
Some analysts have said that although the opposition seemed to be energized and claim that they are going to win the vote, it seems the ruling party would be victorious. What do you sense?
Yeah, what I've seen so far, it shows all the strength of the ruling party. You know, it has experience, it has a big machinery, and this is a very strong machinery that it works, and it's big, huge party that is running. And you can see that the ruling party is coming up with a combination of marketing of its image, is selling out what they have done during the last 5 years. They are promising to carry on if they are given another 10 to continue with what they have been doing so far. While you see on the opposition side, you see a non-convincing messages, you know. They're not coming to confront what Frelimo have done so far, but are coming with messages promising for jobs, promising for better jobs. I don't see people believing that an unemployed person up to now can get a job voting for a different. I don't believe in that such message saying that everyone will get a job. I think that is an impossible thing, telling people, promising people that if you vote for certain opposition party, you'll have better school, you'll have better medical center. I mean, if you look at the reality of the country, it's something that cannot be done. It's not feasible. And today, the Secretariat of Technical Electoral Administration presented today the software that will be used to tabulate the votes. And the political parties, all running parties, were present. There were diplomats, the election observers, and the media were present at this launching, which was today. And what they said, I mean, the Secretariat said that this software is secure, and any fraudulent results cannot slip in. So it's the same software it was used. It's equal to the same software that it was used for the local elections that were held in Mozambique last year on the 28th of November. So everything now it's ready to actually have the voting taking place on Wednesday, the 28th of October.